Have your Bible turned tonight to Romans chapter 11. The Bible says in Romans chapter 11, verse 1, I say then, hath God cast away His people? God forbid. For I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away His people, which He foreknew. Want ye not what the Scripture saith of Elias? How he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying... Now he's talking to about Elijah here. He said, Lord, they have killed thy prophets and dig down thine altars, and I am left alone, and they seek my life. But what saith the angel of God unto him? I have received to myself, or reserved to myself, 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, at this present time also, there is a remnant according to the election of grace. And if by grace, then it is no more of works. Otherwise, grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then is it no more grace, where otherwise work is no more work. What then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. According as it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see, and ears that they should not hear unto this day. And David saith, let their table be as made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. Let their eyes be darkened that they may not see, and bow down their back alway. And I say then, have they stumbled, they should fall? God forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation is come unto the Gentiles, for to provoke them to jealousy. Now if the fall of them be the riches of the world, and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness? For I speak to you Gentiles, inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles, I magnify mine office. But if by any means I may provoke to emulation them which are my flesh, and might save some of them. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? For if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy, and if the root be holy, so are the branches. And if some of the branches be broken off, and thou, being a wild olive tree, wert grafted in among them, and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree, boast not against the branches, but if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. Thou wilt say then, the branches were broken off, that I might be grafted in. Well, because of unbelief they were broken off. Thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. For if God spare not the natural branches, take heed lest He also spare not thee. Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fail severity, but toward thee goodness, if thou continue in His goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. Now listen to this, for God is able to graft them in again. For if thou wert cut out of an olive tree, which is wild by nature, and wert grafted contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own olive tree? For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, lest ye should be wise in your own conceits, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles come in. And so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, when I shall take away their sins. Amen. I want to preach tonight for just a little while, if God will be my help, on this thought: a promise is a promise. Amen. A promise is a promise. I will say, praise God, when God makes a promise, He's the ultimate promise keeper. Praise the Lord. And I thank God that He gives us some promises down through His Word. And as Paul's here talking about the little nation of Israel, and I'm afraid we get some things construed wrong in our mind sometimes about this little people. There's a lot of people today that say that Israel's a thing of the past. I want to tell you, Israel's not a thing of the past. Israel is a thing of the future, praise God. Israel's going to be a mighty people. Praise God. God made a promise, and He's never reneged on His promise. Amen. You say, well, how do you know? Because He's already working. He's already souls being saved. Jews have been saved, praise God, all over the world. Amen. Praise the Lord. They're being saved from Russia. They're being saved out of Germany. There's been saved. Bukus of them has been saved and coming out of Poland. Amen. Coming back to Israel. Piling in there by the thousands every year. They're building, trying to build houses. They can't build them fast enough to have a place for those that's coming in to live. Why? Because God's put an unction in their heart, praise God, getting them ready for something that's out of this world. Praise the Lord. But Paul says here, speaking of the Jew, and he's speaking those spiritual blessings that God's all got to offer, praise God, part of the spiritual blessing and part of the religious blessing, amen, that God has for His people. Ain't you glad there's a spiritual blessing and a religious blessing? I'm not talking about the kind of religion that the world has. I'm talking about a kind of religion where people get a hold of God and they love Him and we know Him, praise God, in that free pardon of sin. And we know that He's a great big God, the God of glory that's come down to men. Amen. And we see Him, as Paul says, he said, hath God cast away His people? God forbid. He never will. Amen. Hey, God ain't going to cast away His people. He had planned on it. He ain't going to. And He promised that He wouldn't. Amen. He said, for I also am an Israelite, a seed of Abraham, of the tribe of Benjamin. God hath not cast away His people, which He foreknew. Amen. Now He's talking. He's not talking about a few people here. He's talking about corporate Israel. That corporate nation, amen, the nation of Israel. And God says, I've not cast them away. I've not got rid of them. Praise God, they're here to stay. Hello? There's a lot of people, they want to get rid of Israel. Amen. I bless Israel today, praise God. I pray every day, God, please bless Israel. I pray for the peace of Jerusalem, amen. That God just move upon those people and just encourage them every day. I tell you what, you better watch them. Praise God, they sharp people. They've got God on their side. Amen. You can read through the history of that little old nation. Praise God, the miracles and after miracle that God has performed in that little old nation. And we see how God has moved. Amen. And he goes on and says, talking about the scripture of Elias, and wouldn't you not what the scripture saith of Elias, how he maketh intercession to God against Israel, saying. Now this is Elijah, and he said he made intercession against Israel. See, Elijah done forgot what the problem was. A whole lot like a world today. Amen. He forgot that the problem wasn't Israel, praise God. The problem was Jezebel and the prophets of Baal. Amen. And he went up there and he said, on Mount Carmel, and he rose up with the help of God and slew 400 of them. Amen. Killed. But little he know, praise God, Jezebel had kept back 400 more. Amen. And she said, you know what? We're going to do to old Elijah same thing he did in prophets of Baal. He said, before dark tomorrow. Amen. And so Elijah, first thing he does, he begins to rebuke Israel. He begins to judge Israel. Amen. And it wasn't Israel that done it to him, praise God. It was old Jezebel. Amen. But he goes, he said, they've killed your prophets, dig down your altars, and I'm left alone, and they seek my life. Brother Charles, he was having a pity party. Kind of like we have sometimes. He got over having a pity party. Everything ain't going good today, so you know, oh me, Lord. Amen. But then the Lord rose up, so he answered and said, I have reserved to myself. You know, God's always got a reserve. Amen. Just about, hey, if you think you're all alone out here and ain't no help for you, pray, hey, it's a reserve. God's got a reserve. Amen. He said, I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal. Even so then, and at this present time, also there is a remnant. Now notice this, a remnant according to the election of grace. Amen? What he said here, he said, hey, listen, hey, not only is there a remnant of 7,000, he said there's a remnant according to the election of grace. There's a remnant, praise God, and there'll always be a remnant. You'll never get rid of Israel, praise God. There's a lot of places today that's saying, well, you know, Israel's gone and the church has taken her place. Israel's not gone nowhere. Amen. Israel still exists. Israel always will exist. Praise God. God's got a plan for that little nation. Glory to God. For the end of this thing. Praise God. And one of these days, in a little while, He's going to step up, begin to deal with them, praise God, and bring them back into power, to rule, and to minister on this earth. Amen. How's He going to do it? Through a remnant. He's always got a remnant. Amen. He said it's through the grace of God too. It ain't by a bunch of works. See, the Jews was hooked up, and a lot of people today, a lot of churches today, they're so hooked up on works they can't realize grace. Amen. They don't realize the grace of God because they figure they got to work their way in. He goes on in verse 7. He says, what then? Israel hath not obtained that which he seeketh for, but the election hath obtained it, and the rest were blinded. Amen. He said, there's part of them that haven't. He said, there's part of them that have. Some of them's obtained the promise. Some of them's attained that relationship with God. He, according to that, it is written, God hath given them the spirit of slumber, eyes that they should not see and ears that they should not hear until this day. Now, notice what David says. David saith, let their table be made a snare and a trap and a stumbling block and a recompense unto them. Now, David's, what he's talking about here, he's not talking about salvation here. He's talking about the blessings that they receive. Amen? That privilege of blessings that was there for Israel always has been. Just like there's a privilege of blessing for me and you tonight. You know that? Amen? That's why Brother David's able to get up here tonight and he got to sing. The next thing you know, he's going, whoa! Amen? God, just give him out a little portion. Amen. The privilege of the blessings that God has to pour out. Amen. Glory to God. And he says, let their eyes be darkened that they may not see and bow down their back always. Amen. He's talking about that outward ceremonial stuff that they was doing instead of that inner relationship that they needed. Amen. See, they had it all figured out on the outside. They had the ceremony part. That's kind of like some of these big churches now, some of these, the Roman Catholic. They've got their ceremony down pat. Man, they can do a pretty ceremony. They can say their words. They got everybody right in their place. They can do their thing. But praise God, they got it on the outside, but there's nothing on the inside. See, that's what David was saying. He said, hey, look, he said, they're ceremonially, they're looking okay, but inside they're rotten. Amen. Said they don't have nothing on the inside. And Paul would go on here in verse 11. He said, I say then, have they stumbled that they should fall? God forbid. There he says it again. God forbid. But rather through their fall, salvation has come unto Gentiles for to provoke them to jealousy. Amen. You know what God's purpose is to use a Gentile against a Jew? To bring them to jealousy. Why does he want to make them jealous? Amen. God's object. Now listen, youngins. God's object is always to restore. God's whole purpose is always to restore. When He chastises you, when we go through things, praise God, the object of God is always to restore. Amen? God's object with Israel, praise God, to bring jealousy through the Gentiles was so that they could be restored. Amen? So He could get them back on the right path. Amen? Now hang with me. That's important. Remember that. Get them back on the right path. Amen? So that's what he says. He said, now follow them be the riches of the world and the diminishing of them the riches of the Gentiles. How much more their fullness. Now he's talking about, he said, hey look, if their fall was the riches of the world, he's talking about to the Gentiles. Now he's talking about to the Gentiles. When he's speaking to the Gentiles here, he's talking about the Gentile nations. Amen. He's not so much talking about the church. He's talking to the Gentile nations of whom he is a minister. Amen? So he's speaking to these Gentile the Gentile nations, and he said if the Jew fallen, praise God, is the increasing of the Gentiles, amen, the bringing in the grace, the riches of the world, he said the dimensions of them, the riches of the Gentiles, how much more their fullness. He said, hey, praise God, if the Jew be stumbling just a little bit, praise God, falling along the way, is going to enrich the Gentile. He said, how much more are they going to be enriched, praise God, when they get restored? Yeah. Amen. Praise God with Israel. Hey, glory to God. I'm talking about a powerful people, an awesome people. Amen. Amen. It's a most magnificent place you ever been to. Several years ago I was there, and it's just an awesome place. It's nothing like here. You go down to this little old place and you get you some fish. You go to another little place and you get you a loaf of bread. You go to another little place, you get your gallon of milk. There is no Ingles. Amen. Still not. You go from shop to shop to get you to do your shopping. That's what I call it. That's real shopping. Amen. You don't just go out and get a cart and throw it in there. That's not shopping. That's just going and getting. When Israel goes to shopping, they have to shop. Amen. But he said, when Israel is fulfilled, restored, he says, praise God, how's that going to be more riches, praise God, to the Gentiles? Praise the Lord, when they're restored in their fullness and their power and their glory and their splendor. He said it's going to be just an awesome time. But notice what he says in verse 13. He begins to speak to these Gentiles. I said these are the nations. He begins to speak to them. He said, for I speak to you Gentiles. Amen. Inasmuch as I am the apostle of the Gentiles. And he said, I magnify my office. He's praise God. I believe God put me in a good place. What? It's good to be in the will of God. It's the most exciting thing in your life, praise God, to be right in the center of the will of God. I told my wife whenever God laid on my heart to go to Israel, I said, well, you know what? If He had provided the way, I said, I'd like to go. Well, He provided the way. Amen. I mean, down to the very penny He provided. I needed $100 to go, and they said, you need $100 and $1 bills in order to go to Israel because you need that for spending money. Everything else is paid for with your ticket. Your meals, your room, everything was paid for. Had all that took care of. Amen? Need $100. There's two little old widow ladies. Used to go to church with us at Cole's Cove. And they didn't know nothing about it. They knew we was going to Israel, me and Brother Donald, but they didn't know nothing about what I needed. Went home, me and Teresa talked about it, went home, I think it was on like a Monday afternoon after work, opened the mailbox, and there was a little letter in there with little old scratchy writing on it to Preacher Jeff Massey. I got up at the house and opened that up, you know what it was? It was $100. Two little old widow ladies. They said, Preacher, Lord, laid it on our heart. I'd give you $100 for your trip. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So we loaded up and we had, praise God, God provided. He met the need. Amen. And we goaded up to go over there to that place. God, what a blessing. He's always in the blessing business. Praise the Lord. He always will meet your need. Amen. Well, what a blessing. And I said all that to say this. When we was over there one night, we went through the Judean desert and everywhere else and down to the Dead Sea and come back up to Jerusalem. And that night we was on the hotel. And over there, them Jews is pretty sharp. They don't build a whole lot above ground. Most of their hotels have got about 3 or 4 stories below ground. You might have 1 or 2 sticking up. See, they keep themselves low profile. Makes them less of a target. And you can go out at night and we walk out of the room, go out on the roof, and you can overlook Jerusalem down towards Bethlehem. And on the night I was out on that roof, off in a distance, you could hear mortar fire going off, big guns. And my little wife got tore up, she's afeard. I said, honey, don't worry about it. I'm right in the center of the will of God. Amen. God's feeding my soul. Amen. Glory to God. She got all tore up, called one of her vendors. Amen. We worked with when she was working with me. And she said, Mike, I need you to help me pray. Jeff's over there in the middle of that mess. And you hear murder fire in the distance. And he told her the same thing I did. She said, sis, he's in the will of God. He'll be all right. Amen. Praise the Lord. Paul said, I magnify mine office. He said, I'm glad to be an apostle to the Gentiles. Amen. He said, but by any means, I may provoke to emulation. That's that jealousy. Amen. He said, them which are my flesh and might save some of them. Now, Paul knew he wasn't him that was saving them. Amen. But he said it was the word of God. Amen. And when they seen it start going out and them Gentiles received it, when they begin to hear it and they begin to heed to it, praise God, them Jews begin to realize that there's something to this Christianity. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, I might save some of them. He said, God saved some of them. Amen. Now listen to this. He said, for if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? Did you get that? Let me read that one more time. For if the casting away of them be the reconciling of the world, what shall the receiving of them be but life from the dead? You know what this reminds me of? You ever read the book of Jonah? Oh, Jonah, God called him, said, Jonah said, you a preacher? Said, I want you to go over there to that city, that great city of Nineveh, and I want you to preach to them. Amen. Tell them they just got a few days, and I'm going to bring destruction. I'm going to bring judgment on them. And old Jonah, he said, okay, Lord. And he got up, and he headed just as hard the other way as he'd go. Kind of the way me and you do sometimes. He headed plumb down there to Tarshish. He bought him a ticket, got on a boat, praise God, and was headed in the other direction. Little did he know he got on a boat with a bunch of Gentiles. Amen. Got on the boat with a bunch of Gentiles, got out there in the water, and the waves began to bash on the boat, and the seas began to roar, and old Jonah went downstairs and went to sleep. The captain and all his crew, they're trying to figure out what's going on. He goes down there and says, Jonah, he said, hey, you crazy thing, what are you doing down here sleeping? Don't you know we're about to perish? So he comes back up there, and they trying to cast lots, trying to figure out what's wrong, and they finally figure, old Jonah said, hey, fellas, it's me. It's me. I'm running from God. I'm out of the will of the Lord. Praise God. It's me. Turmoil. The seas are raging. So what do you do? So we just grab him and throw him overboard. So they grabbed him and throwed him overboard, and there was a calm. Some Gentiles were saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now look at this picture. You can't miss this picture. If you miss it, you miss the whole thing. Some Gentiles were saved. Poor old Jew was cast off. Amen? Huh? He was cast off, but he wasn't cut off. Amen? He was cast off, but he was preserved. God provided a great fish. Amen? As soon as old Noah hit, old Jonah hit the water, praise God, great fish swam up and swallowed him up. Amen? For 3 days he was in the belly of that fish. See, God give him time to think about it. Amen. The direction he wanted to go. Amen. 3 days in the belly, same as Jesus was in the heart of the earth. Amen. After 3 days, praise God, he got his thinking on right. And when that fish come along, it regurgitated him up on dry land. Right outside the city of Nineveh. Amen. Amen. Been by the restoration of old Jonah, praise God, in the good grace of God, in the direction God called him to go to begin with, praise God. He went in that city and he preached them Gentiles, and the whole city got saved. Amen. Amen. Delivered a whole bunch of Gentiles. Praise the Lord. That's fact. That happened, right? Amen. It's going to happen again. Praise the Lord. God's doing it now, even as we speak, praise God. There's a few of those old Jews, praise God, that's been cast off, but glory be to God. One of these days, glory to God, there's a few Gentiles getting in, but one of these days, praise God, the world's going to get a whole bunch get in. Amen. I'm looking for it. Praise the Lord. But he said, life from the dead, he said, he's going to raise them up. He said, whenever they're restored, that restoration that takes place. Amen. That's what he's looking for, to cast away. He said, but the casting away of them be to reconcile the world, what shall the receiving of them be? I mean, that's receiving in the full graces and the blessings of God. They're amazing people now. A little old piece of land, praise God, ain't big enough to spit on. Praise God, you almost spit plumb across it. But praise God, it's a great nation that everybody wants and everybody envies. Amen. Little nation of Israel. Amen. 120 miles long and what, 70 miles wide? Everybody in the world wants it. He said, for if the first fruit is whole, be holy. Amen. Now listen to this. So we see a whole bunch is going to get in, but praise God, during that millennial reign, praise God, there's thousands going to get in. Jews, Gentiles, praise God, they're going to be saved. But now listen to what he's talking about. For it's what he says. He's, for if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also holy. Now, what he's talking about here, you remember over in Numbers, I forget what chapters, Numbers, he's talking about that loaf that's put in the oven and it's baked. And when that loaf comes out, praise God, it's a good loaf. Amen. And when he seen that first one was a good one, praise God, he said, I guess the rest of the lump is probably good too. Because it come out of that first one, that good one. Amen. That's what he's talking about, praise God. He said, hey, if we can just get a good one to come out, praise God. He said, the rest of it, it'll do all right. I want to say tonight, church, if we could just get one or two good loaves, praise God, down at the house of God, amen, we'd get enough influence until the rest of them would come out right. Amen. And then he speaks of old Father Abraham, a father of the nations. He said, if the root be holy, so are the branches. Amen. He's talking about Father Abraham. He said, you know, if he was set apart, and his family said, and those come along behind him, praise God, were set apart and like they should have been, praise God. He said, things would have been better. But he said, one of these days they'll be all right. Praise the Lord. They'll get better farther on because God ain't through working yet. Praise the Lord. So listen to what he says. Verse 17 said, if some of the branches be broken off. Now, did you get that? If some of the branches be broken off and doubt. Now, I want you to notice something. The Bible never says anything about the branch of Israel being cut off. Amen? The branch of Israel never says that they were cut off. Nowhere. People all the time say, well, you know, Israel's cut off. Where does it say that? Would you show me in your Bible where Israel's cut off? Bible says they were broke off. You know what happened right here? God had a plan and a purpose for that little nation. And they started marching, praise God. He marched them right out of Egypt, right through that sea, dried it up, praise God, brought them into the promised land, marching instructions, praise God, and they got the marching home. But you know what happened? There was a few of them, praise God, broke off. Amen. There was a few of them didn't stay on that track. They broke off and they went a different direction. God had a plan and a purpose and God had a path. But praise God, they broke off from the path and they went their own way. Amen. But the little nation of Israel, praise God, it's still the little nation of Israel. Amen. Praise the Lord. There's some of you, me and you tonight, praise God. If we ain't careful, we'll break off. Amen. We'll go our own way. A lot of our families have. In this day and hour we live. You say, well, preacher, I read my commentaries. My commentaries don't say that. You ought to read your Bible. Amen. The best commentary on the Bible is the Bible. Amen. You say, well, my commentary said they was cut off. I'll show you in a minute how you can tell that they ain't cut off. Amen. They were broken off. Holy Ghost of God don't mess up. If you say it then you're saying this Bible's defiled. And I won't say not, praise God. Ain't a word in here wrong. Amen. Said they were broken off. Praise the Lord. That thou being a wild olive tree were grafted in. Now listen to this. Among them and with them partakest of the root and fatness of the olive tree. Whoo. That kind of tells me that the church ain't Israel. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. We're not Israel, praise God. We're the church. We're the body of Christ. Amen. Looking for that glorious day of the redeeming of that body. When we'll be with Him and see Him as He is. But unto then, praise the Lord. Glory be to God, we just got to keep marching on in that path He's given us to march. Your path is my path. And we got to keep on marching for the glory of God. That's all God ever asked Israel to do. That's all He ever wants me and you to do. Just keep marching on for God. Amen. Listening as we go. See what happened to Israel? They got their eyes and their ears off of God, put their eyes and their ears on the world. Amen. And they got broke off. Praise the Lord. They said they were grafted in among them. And you see what happened? This unbelieving portion. See, there's an unbelieving portion of those, out of those 12 tribes that said, you know what? We think this is a better way. I believe there's a whole world out there today, praise God, that's trying to find a better way. And there is no other way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. He said, I'm the door. Say, praise God. If you'll just come to in through the door, praise God, you can have eternal life. Yeah. Why do we want to make that so complicated? But Israel, same way. They got out there in the world. They got their eyes on the world and their ears on the world. Praise God. And they got their eyes off God. I tell you what, if we get our eyes and our ears on the world, praise God, it won't be long. We'll have them off God. Amen. And we'll be going our own little way. See the way God wants us to go. Amen. Not all of them did. Not all of them went the wrong. See, Israel's still Israel, praise God. How do you know? Because Brother Paul, praise God, is an Israelite of Israelites, and he's a saved man. He's a Christian, praise God. You see, there you go, preacher. There it is. Paul's a saved man. He's a Christian, and praise God, that means the church is Israel. No, Paul's still just as much a Jew, praise God, today as he was the day he was born and the day he became a Christian. Amen. Just because he became a Christian didn't give his right to be a Jew. Amen. Praise the Lord. Paul says it, praise God. He said, hath God cast away? He said, for I also am an Israelite of the seed of Abraham and a tribe of Benjamin. Praise the Lord. And he said, I'm 100% Jew. But he said, I love the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. I get some letters about every 2 weeks from a dear old brother. He's a Jew, but praise God, he's a saved Jew. He's a Christian Jew, and he's a help and feed the Jews. Praise the Lord. Amen. Loves the Lord, trying to see Christian and Jew coalition, trying to get Christians, amen, Christian help to the Jews so that they can be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. God ain't cast them away. Ain't cast them off. Amen. They broke off from him. But praise God, he's able to put it back together again. Ain't you glad that, praise, he's better than all the king's horses and all the king's men? God can put it back together again. You know why? Because he knows where all the pieces are. See, if it was up to me and you, praise God, we'd have a hard time finding all the pieces to put it back together. But praise be to God, God knows where all the pieces are, scattered all over the world. Through the dispersal, these Jews been sent all over the world, praise God. But God knows exactly where every one of them is. Amen. And he'll gather them up. Praise God, when it's time. He said, and with them partakest of the root and the fatness of the olive tree. He's talking about that privilege and status, amen, of being able to hook up to the tree. That good olive tree, praise God, that place of religious privilege that Israel has desired to have, that we all desire to have. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, boast not against the branches. Amen. In other words, those are chosen people. But he said, if thou boast, thou bearest not the root, but the root thee. He said, you got to remember what's keeping you. He said, it ain't you. He said, not you, it's keeping you. He said, the root's what's keeping you. Amen. The root's what makes you who you are. And praise God. And the root come out of Abraham, praise the Lord. And the root come through the Lord Jesus Christ unto salvation. And he said, without that root, he said, you better not get the boasting on yourself and what God's done for you. You better keep in mind what God done for the little nation of Israel that made it possible for me and you. Amen. Made a way of salvation, praise God, and allowed me and you to get in on it from the ground floor. Praise the Lord. He said, thou wilt say then, the branches are broken off, that I might be grafted in. Amen. But listen to what he says. He said, well, he said, that's all right. He said, that's a good saying. He said, because of unbelief, they were broken off. Amen. Because of unbelief, they didn't follow the path. Because of unbelief, they didn't stick with the covenant that had been made with God, the promise that God kept promised them. See, God promised them, made them a promise, and God is the ultimate promise keeper. Praise God, He'll keep His promise. But they walked away from the promise. Amen. They split off from that promise to go their own way. He said, because of unbelief, they were broken off, and thou standest by faith. Be not high-minded, but fear. Amen. Now, I don't know if he's talking so much about faith in the Lord Jesus Christ or just faith, more faith, the Gentile nations. Because speaking of these Gentile nations, he said, at least you have got enough sense to listen. Amen. Paul said, wherever I'm going, praise God, you're listening, you're hearing the gospel. Amen. You may not all be acting on it, praise God. You're willing to listen. The Jew, hey, they've done cast it off. They're not willing to listen. You know what's wrong with the world today? They ain't willing to listen. They don't want to hear what thus says the Word of God. Amen. They cast off. Well, that's not for me. Well, it's for each and every one of us. But he said, be not high-minded, but fear. Amen. Willing to hear the word of God. He said, behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God. Goodness to the Gentiles. Severity to the Jews. Amen. That would not hear and listen to God. Unto them which fell severity, but toward thee goodness. Now listen to that. Listen, if thou continue in his goodness, otherwise thou also shalt be cut off. Now notice the difference. He said they're going to be cut off. He said they're broken off. They broke out. They went off on their own. But he said, praise God. He said, I haven't made no covenant with you, Gentile. He said, I can sever it off and I'd be just. Yeah. Amen. He said, I could cut you off today and be just in doing so. But he said, I'm not going to do that. Praise God, if you'll just stay faithful, praise God, keep marching on in righteousness for the glory of God, amen, we'll finish this thing together. Amen. He's not talking about the salvation of soul. You know, if he's talking about salvation here, then that would be unscriptural, wouldn't it? If he is talking about being saved and lose your salvation, well, he just contradicted himself, because back here in Romans chapter 8, verse 38, he said, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. So he's not talking about that salvation, praise God, of the soul, praise God. He's talking about that being cut off, praise God, from the privileges that God gives us, amen, of knowing God Almighty. Amen. As a Gentile race, praise God, cut off from those blessings that he has to offer us, each and every one of us. Now notice what he says right here. And they also, now listen to this, I'm going to fix this right here for you. Where he says, up here top of the branches be broken off. We're going to fix it right here. God's going to fix it right here. He made provisions for that broken off, Brother Charles. Amen. Now listen to what he does. And they also, if they... and they also, talking about Israel, if they abide not still in unbelief, amen. Now, notice God's fixing, he's fixing to do a special procedure here. Now, catch this, watch this. He said, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again. Now, what we have here, now watch this. We've got a branch that's been broken off. Okay? So what do you have when you have a branch that's broken off? You've got a ragged, jagged end that's uneven. Amen? Holy Ghost, God didn't do this by accident. He done it on purpose. He said that's been broken off. He said God Almighty is going to be able, He's the only one that's able to graft it in. Because what he's going to do, he's going to take a little bit of manipulation and a little bit of chastising. And praise God, he's going to trim off that access. And he's going to make that was broken a smooth again, praise God. And he's going to make it where it'll fit. And he's going to put the right taper and the right angle to where he'll be able to graft it in again. Amen. Now anybody that knows anything about grafting trees, you cut it on an angle. And then you cut the limb that you cut off, you cut it on an angle. And you put them together and you wrap them and tape them. Most time you wrap it with a rag. Amen? And you wrap it real tight with a rag and that thing will begin to grow back. But he said those that's broken off, they've got that old jaggedy edge. And he said, God Almighty, he's going to have to trim that off. Amen? He's going to have to get rid of that where they broke off. And he's going to have to fix that, praise God, so he can graft it in. Now, they either graft it in or angle. Sometimes they'll cut a little Z in it in both pieces and they put them together and tape them around instead of on an angle. And sometimes what they do, amen, if it's really jagged and it's hard to fix, they'll take and they'll cut a little V in it and they'll cut a little point on the other one, like if it's been broke off so he don't have to maim it so much, so he don't have to doctor it so much. They'll cut a little bit of an angle on it, put it down in that V, praise God, and then they'll tape her real tight in that V. But God Almighty said, you know what? He said, God's able to graft them back in, even though they've broke off, even though they've lost that fellowship, even though they've cast off that covenant. Amen. God says, hey, look, you know what? He said, I'm going to trim them up. I'm going to trim them up, so I'm going to graft them back in. So I'm going to get rid of those old rough edges. Hey, praise God, I'm going to make them ready to produce again. Glory be to God. Amen. He said, God is able to do that. Bless His holy name. He said, if they abide not, still in unbelief, shall be grafted in, for God is able to graft them in again, bring them back into that privilege and that position, back into the covenant, amen, that God Almighty made with Father Abraham so many years ago. Praise the Lord. A promise, still a promise. Amen. You say, well, God cut them off. Well, He broke His promise. I didn't cut them off. They broke off. Went on way. But God says, hey, look, you know, if they'll come back and not stay in unbelief, He said, I'll hone them down. He said, I'll put them back together. Amen. I'll make them fix. I'll put them back into that real olive tree. Praise the Lord. He said, that real olive tree. But now look what somebody says. He said, if thou wert cut out of an olive tree which is wild by nature and wert grafted in contrary to nature into a good olive tree, how much more shall these, which be the natural branches, be grafted into their own tree? Paul said, you know what? You think they've cast Israel off? He said, hey, how much easier would it be for God to graft them into their own tree than would they try to get to take into one that was against nature? Amen. He said, God's going to graft them in, and He's grafting them back into their own tree. In other words, He's grafting them back into their own covenant, the covenant that He made with them. He said, how much easier is that than to make another one? Amen. Praise be to God. God says, one of these days, I'm going to fix this thing up. This little nation of Israel. And listen to what He goes on and says. For I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceits. And He's talking about that future restoration of Israel. That blindness in part, that's unbelieving in part, is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in. When's this blindness going to go away, Corey? The blindness is going to go away until. Notice that word until. You ought to underline that. Until. When is this blindness of Israel going to go away? Until the fullness of the Gentile come in. Amen. Till the fullness of the Gentile be come in. That's when the Lord says, my bride, come away, my fair one. We go, that's the fullness of the Gentile. Amen. We go out of here to be with our Lord. He said, praise God then. He said, I'm going to do a work with Israel. It's going to be the most magnificent thing you've ever seen. Praise God. He said, I'm going to begin to work with them. And then He said, verse 26, and so all Israel shall be saved. Now, that's the word all means all believe, and all that will come to the Lord, all believe in the Lord, just like, you know, He requires. As it is written, there shall come out of Zion the Deliverer, and shall turn away ungodliness from Jacob. And man, that's time Jacob's troubles. And guess what? We're not there. Well, church is gone. Amen. We don't partake in time of Jacob's troubles. That's Israel's troubles, what they have to go through. Amen. And we're going to be up and away. We're going to be with the Lord. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. He said, for this is my covenant unto them. Amen. Here it is. This is my covenant unto them. Promise is a promise. When I shall take away their sins. Talking about that second coming. Amen. Talking about that second coming. The promise. He goes on and talks about the promise of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob that He made to them. Amen. Verse 28. Talking about how God, He don't, in verse 29, for the gifts and the calling of God are without repentance. Amen. He said, I made a covenant. I made a promise. He said, a promise is a promise. He said, I promised you gifts and calling of God. He said, I'm not going to renege on that. He said, a promise is a promise. He said, I'll fulfill my promise. And he goes on talking about the second coming. Verse 31, he said, even so have these also now not believed that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. He's talking about that, how we communicate and show compassion to the Jew. Amen. Those that bless Israel be blessed. Those that curse Israel be cursed. Amen. But he said, because your mercies, praise God, God's going to save them. Amen. At the second coming. For God hath concluded them all in unbelief that they might have mercy upon all. Amen. He said one of these days God's going to set up that kingdom just like He promised. A promise is a promise. Amen? And a promise to Israel is a promise.